Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Thanks, everyone, for being there, tuning in, checking it out. In Georgia, I am.
Yes.
In Southern State, you may have a difficult time logging in. That's fine. We'll wait for you. Get situated. If I... sure to, you know, clear my line or do whatever I need to do so that we're coming through loud and clear. But, yeah, I want to welcome to another Wednesday. We have had a wonderful Wednesday. It is traditional Wednesday. We're praying. I mean, yeah. On tonight. Unless we're in our white, and taking this time to make sure that we're dedicated to this wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I was people and but these Wednesdays are very active. Five. Bridget, and so greetings, family. Can you hear me? If you can hear me, let me share that we are having some technical difficulties. It is storming real bad in Southwest Georgia this evening. Seven, can you hear me? Okay, if you'll just hold on, I'm sure she's trying to work all of this out. And I just got a text that we're coming in and out, and I experienced the same thing. Seven, I just got another message that no one can hear you. Seven, can you hear me? Just bear with us, family. We're having a real rough time here in Southwest Georgia with the weather. I really thought a tree was going to fall on my house today. I was in the kitchen, and right in front of my sink is a big window, and it looked like the tree next door was coming right toward me. So we are still experiencing some technical difficulties. Okay, we are still having technical difficulties, family. It is storming real bad here in Southwest Georgia. So I'm hoping that we can pull things together in the next couple of minutes. Please bear with us. We are experiencing mega technical difficulties this evening, family. We have a bad storm here in Southwest Georgia, which is where Seven and I are. I don't know if you can hear me, but I cannot hear her. And I've gotten several text messages from the family, and no one can hear what Seven is saying. So I'm assuming that she's working on all of this, trying to pull it together so that we can go on and proceed with the show tonight. Okay, family, if you could just bear with us for a few more minutes. I'm sure Seven is at the board trying to work all of this out so that we can have our wonderful Approach Radio, Blog Talk Radio show. Now, Omi Shayun is on the line. She is still on mute, but she's telling me that she can hear me, but she cannot hear Seven, and I cannot hear Seven. My assumption is that she's having some problems either with the computer or with her phone. So just bear with us for a little while longer. Bear with us, family. We're going to give Seven just a few more minutes. Because the weather is so bad here, she's either having problems with the computer or having problems on her telephone. My feeling is that something got knocked out. The wind was blowing and blowing so hard. I was standing in my kitchen about a half an hour ago. This is before the rain even came. And it looked like the tree in the next door neighbor's yard was probably 6 feet bent over approaching my roof. When I saw that, I dropped the dishcloth and I got out of the kitchen and went to the other side of the house. So, the weather here is not good tonight. And I'm just, Seven, is that you? Oh, I thought I heard her. Well, I know that Seven put out a blast yesterday about this show that we were going to do tonight. I reached out to several family members and asked them to please come on board and speak up tonight and share with us some inspirational words that maybe you got from a book, maybe you got from Mama or Big Mama or something that you might have grown up with, something that is helping you to navigate through this journey that we're on, life. Okay. Well, I just got a funny text from Omi Shayun. After hearing my story, she said, you better get that tree trimmed. It's not my tree. It's not on my property. But that's real because it is a huge tree. And even though I ran to the other side of the house, I still might not have been safe if it had cracked. If it had popped, if it had snapped or broken. So, yeah, now I understand why people don't have trees close to their house. And I always thought having the trees so close to the house was such a good idea because it provided shade and, you know, just looking outside and seeing the tree so close. I think tonight I got a bigger understanding, a better understanding of why people clear enough space so that if the tree does fall, it does not fall on your house. But we're going to wait for another 2 minutes to Seven, and if something was knocked out, her internet, her telephone, then we're just going to have to do the show next week. Don't forget your special sayings, your quotations. Like I said, things that you may have read in a book, things that Big Mama used to say, And this was going to be such a, you know, a fun kind of show. We were planning on an open mic night tonight. So sometimes those things happen. And in another minute, I'm going to sign off and try and see what's going on with Seven and the computer and the phone. And please don't forget about A Wonderful Approach. Come back next week. Come back next week and spend time with us. And I'm getting text messages from everybody. I'm on the line. I'm being obedient. I'm here. I'm here. Well, for the newcomers, we are having a horrible storm in Southwest Georgia tonight. And I haven't even checked to see if my internet is still on. But Seven is having some problems with the switchboard, with the computer, with her telephone, and she just blanked out. And she hasn't been back for probably 13 minutes. So we were going to share this week, all of us, this is an interactive program, we were going to share those inspirational sayings, those quotations that we either learned over life that have helped us to navigate through this life, that we've learned from Mama, that we've learned from Big Mama. And so next week I want everybody to bring their favorite quotations, their favorite sayings, something that really taught them about not only a spiritual life, but just life in general, how we get through. And I have things that play over in my mind constantly about, you know, something that I may have heard my mother say all the time to me. And a lot of times when that happens, we don't even understand what the grown-ups are saying. But once we become grown-ups and once we start having our own families, we understand exactly what they were saying. So my apologies, family. We just aren't able to get it together because of the weather tonight. And we will see each and every one of you back next week on A Wonderful Approach. God bless. Many blessings.